there.
Oh, that's all right, man.
Good work, Jay.
Coach,
I am. JPP.
And we welcome you to our final night of Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa. For the next half hour, we'll take a look at the Big Blue. 2 weeks from tonight, the Giants begin defense of their Super Bowl championship as they host the Dallas Cowboys at MetLife Stadium. We've got a great show lined up for you. We'll hear from head coach Tom Coughlin. Plus, I sat down and talked with Giants general manager Jerry Reese. That took place earlier today. And we'll take your phone calls at 201-939-4513. Joining me tonight, he was the Giants' third-round draft pick in 1996 out of Louisville. Spent 4 years with the Big Blue, former offensive lineman Roman Oben. Welcome to the show, Roman.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. And let's talk a little bit about sort of the kind of practice that the Giants had today with their final their first home preseason game on Friday night against the Chicago Bears.
When you get to this point in preseason, especially for the veterans, you start to get into that game's approach, that mental approach of the week. They've been servicing each other all week, you know, ones versus twos, twos versus ones, offense and defense. But you get into some of the specific situations, short yardage, goal line, red zone, tight red zone. The veterans were all, everyone was out of the building about 2 o'clock. So that's when you start to know, okay, this is like a real Friday going into the game.
Yeah, and it's a great preparation, and the Chicago Bears are a good team coming in. But the Giants are going to be without some of their key players, including pass rusher Jason Pierre-Paul. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin talked about it earlier today.
Back spasms kept him off his feet. He's not going to play in this game in all likelihood.
Are you concerned at all about it, or is this just normal?
No, I think this is just, you know, it'll end up being precautionary based on what we had to do today by not letting him work. I mean, he would have practiced and played, but the medical people kind of said this would be the best way to go so that we ensure going forward that he'll be okay.
And there's no real issues with Jason Pierre-Paul. And Roman, this is, you know, one of those deals you're getting through camp.
Right.
You've got 3 games in 13 days starting on Friday night, and this is just managing one of your elite players.
Well, one of the luxuries that Perryfield has defensively is having a deep defensive line. You know what the pass rushers can do from the outside, you know, tuck, you know, with JPP healthy, OC Miura. But from the interior, you have a lot of options still. Hendricks had a big game on the first preseason game, had a couple sacks. You know, Kuhn's playing well. You know what JPP can do when he's healthy, but it gives the young guys an opportunity to come back and really fight for that position. You know, Marvin Austin hasn't practiced, but he's a guy, hadn't played a live game since 2009 until this season. So there's a lot of healthy competition at that interior.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of guys there on the interior part of the defensive line. We know about the pass rushers and all the different packages that Perry Fuel can use, how he uses Mathias Kiwanuka, but you know, there's a bunch of young guys that are trying to catch the coach's eye, including one of the Giants draft picks, Marcus Kuhn.
He's a tough kid. He has great energy. He's there every day. You can see it every second. Plays hard. Got a lot to learn, but there are no obstacles in terms of his desire to be good and the time that he'll spend doing it. So, yeah, we've been excited about him.
I mean, I just have to keep improving on, like, being perfect on my assignments, and then, yeah, make plays. That's pretty much just make plays and then improve my pass rush game.
Well, the German-born Marcus Kuhn has been impressive in training camp. He's raw, but Roman, he's got a lot of the measurables that NFL teams would be looking at as far as what he could probably grow into.
Yeah, and what an advantage he has, Bob, when you're in a meeting room, Canty's, Bernard's, all these guys, all these veterans that have been successful, highly successful, especially last season. So he's got an advantage where you don't have to play him right away. He's got the precedence of the success the Giants have had defensively. So he's got some good examples to learn from, and he's been working hard, and that's what Tom Coughlin expects from the young D-tackle.
Yeah, and he came in against the Jets and made a really nice play in that football game. And you look at Carlton Powell, who was just signed last week.
Right.
He did something. The Giants are hoping that a guy like Marcus Thomas can do something. Here's a guy that, you know, played 11 games with the Denver Broncos last year and was a guy that was in their rotation. If the Giants can get something out of him, suddenly what looks like a weakness might turn out to be a strength.
Yeah, and you don't need a dominating player at that interior line, you need solid performance because you know what you have on the edges. You know what Prairie Fuel can do outside with the linebacker packages, the defense as a whole, the perimeter is solid with the defensive back. So you just want some solid performance inside. And again, you don't have a guy that has to start, has to perform, but your guy that can come along, like some of these young guys you've mentioned, they could be a tremendous value down the stretch.
All right, let's go to the other side of the football, because winning football games is winning at the point of attack with your defensive line and your offensive line. Will Beatty, really haven't gotten much out of him in this training camp. He's been bothered by back problems. Doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon. So the Giants signed a guy who's in his ninth year, Sean Locklear, who spent 7 years with Seattle, last year with the Washington Redskins. And Giants head coach Tom Coughlin spoke about the veteran left tackle.
He's a veteran football player. He knows his job. He knows what he's doing. Some things happen in a ball game with the complexities, for example, of what he saw the other night that kind of slow people down because they just don't quite understand the communication. But by and large, he's done well.
My main purpose is to learn the system. You know, I spent most of my career, like I said, you know, playing on the right. I've done it every camp almost, play all left and then got switched to right. So I feel comfortable at whatever they put me at.
Well, he brings a veteran presence. You got David Deal, who's been at left tackle at the right side. Do you think when they open up against the Dallas Cowboys that they might keep this configuration, or you think there might be a temptation to move Deal back to where he was and put Locklear at the right side if Beatty can't go?
Well, again, that's another luxury that the Giants have offensively. You know, David Deal is the lone wolf. He can play all the positions, and you know what he can do at left tackle, being very solid at that position. And obviously, you know what Locklear's done over his days at Seattle at that right tackle. So I think eventually you know what Locklear can do at right, but you want to make sure you give them enough options that they can do both. You're only going to dress about eight guys, perhaps, and you go back to last year with some of the guys playing a lot of different positions. Booth, for example, started at three different positions during the season. So you want to make sure you have all those options, and this is where you take all those chances now in training camp.
What about James Brewer, a guy that they drafted last year, a guy that's definitely shown improvement from last year?
Yeah, you know, I was at practice the last 2 days. I watched the one-on-ones, the best part of practice, O-line versus the D-line, and I saw Brewer working really hard, using his hands, you know, doing really well. So he's another guy that you hope can really come along and develop. He's not fighting for a starting position per se, but he's a guy that you may have to rely on down the stretch, week five, week 10, to come in there and perform.
All right, I want to get your thoughts on the fact that Eli Manning doing a little extra film work with his receivers this week.
Yeah, you talk about the Friday. I mean, this was the first time they did that talk to Eli in the locker room today after practice. You didn't see any of the quarterbacks and receivers. They all just kind of came in late. I said, are you guys watching film? He goes, yeah, well, this is the first time we've done that this year. Again, simulating that Friday type of mentality, especially when you get the new guys. You get Randall coming in, rookie, Hickson's back. So you want to start to mend that quarterback-receiver relationship.
Well, that's the leadership in Eli Manning. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the program, we'll talk with Giants general manager Jerry Reese. You're on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. This is the third and final night of our shows, and we're joined by the general manager of the New York Giants, Jerry Reese. And Jerry, obviously, every year brings a new set of circumstances. How do you like the way your team has gone about their work so far this year?
Well, Bob, like you said, new season, new set of circumstances, new players, challenging schedule. But so far, so good. You know, we come out of two preseason games. We saw the young players do some nice things. We saw some of the new pieces that we brought in, like Martellus Bennett and Rivers, the linebacker. So right now, we're in a good spot right now.
I want to take you back to last week, and every team in the NFL has to deal with this, but maybe you could give the fans a little window into the process. Suddenly you find out that all these defensive tackles are hurt, and you had to go out and try to find some guys to bring in. What's the process that teams go through when you get hit with a rash of injuries?
Well, you know, you never have enough depth. You know, we have 90 players on the roster, and still you can get a rash of injuries, like you said, a defensive tackle or any position. So we have a short list. You know, Kenny Sternfeld, Dave Gettleman in our pro department. We have a short list of defensive tackles at every position. We have a short list of players. And we look at the list and see, you know, if we have a quick, you know, if we don't have a short time period, we look at who's local. If there's a guy local that we could bring in, and we brought a couple guys in that were local. We brought a guy in, Marcus Thomas, who played some last year for Denver. So we look at our short list and try to get guys in as quickly as possible to help us get through the games.
As you start thinking about what the roster may or may not look like and then your meetings with the coaches, as you watch some of these preseason games, can these guys really change your mind in these games?
Well, that's where they make the team. You know, nowadays when you don't have a lot of evaluation time in practices, we don't have two-a-days anymore, so you really have to evaluate them in the game. So that's where guys need to shine and show us that they can help us on special teams, can be backup spot players. And obviously, we expect our draft picks, you know, our first three picks, we expect those guys to come in and contribute right away.
Yeah, Reuben Randall has made some tremendous plays. He sort of fits the prototype of what you guys look for in receivers, doesn't he?
Well, we thought he was a pro-ready, you know, wide receiver. You know, he's a big guy. You know, the offense that they ran, you know, he ran the route tree. So we like that stuff about him. He has a huge strike zone. He really catches the ball easy. So he's going to be in the mix, you know, for that third receiver spot along with a few more guys. And of course, David Wilson has, you know, he's flashed, you know, some, he's a dynamic athlete, so he's flashed as well. And just along with Hosley. Hosley did, you know, intercepted the ball and made some nice plays so far.
Is it hard? People see running backs and they see the speed, they see the explosiveness. We see that in David Wilson, whether it's in practice or in the games. But it's that whole pass protection thing. Is that the hardest thing for these guys to get at that position?
Well, I think that's hard for young guys, but it's also for guys who have a lot of speed, like David Wilson. He outruns his blockers. He didn't have patience to stay and wait for his blocking to set up for him. If he learns that, you know, he could really be a dynamic player for us. So he has to learn to be patient and not just run off and leave his blockers and run into all the tacklers.
Are you pleased at what you've seen? Last year, four rookie linebackers made your ball club. And now these guys come back, they have experience. Do you like what you've seen out of those guys as far as how they've grown?
Yeah, I do like that. You know, last year, you know, we had Jaquan Williams and Greg Jones. They were, you know, the top three special team tacklers were Greg Jones, Jaquan Williams, and Tyler Sass. You know, and those guys were, you know, all rookies. So you expect those guys to play like that and help you on special teams. But the linebacking core is a lot of competition in that linebacking core. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out in like next couple of weeks.
All right, Jerry, appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this season.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
That's Giants General Manager Jerry Reese. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls at 201-939-4513 as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG. Back here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG. The telephone number, 201-939-4513. Bob Poppin, Roman Oben. And Roman, let's go to the phone lines and start things off with Bruce in Flushing. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Roman, how you doing?
Good, Bruce.
Guys, two-part question, if I can, on the offensive line. There was an item in the Giant Insider with Ken Palmer that he speculated if there was a problem with Rube Beatty that the Giants may re-sign Kareem McKenzie. He wants to know if you know anything about that. And second part, If Lockyer is so comfortable on the right side, why have him on the left side? We won the Super Bowl with Deal last year, and Deal has been a constant for the last number of years. Is the fact that his contract, I believe, he makes more money as a left tackle, is that factor into the equation?
Well, thanks for your question. There have been no Kareem McKenzie rumors that I know of, but I think you got to go back to this time last year. There's a lockout. You had no offseason. So you really had to go with who you had up front. And this year, you at least have the luxury of seeing what Locklear can do at left. Because as I said earlier, it goes back to you're only going to dress about eight offensive linemen. So just like Booth, Petras, some of those guys that can play multiple positions, you have to see what a guy can do on both sides. You just don't have that one position guy anymore in the offensive line, especially if you want to be successful.
And I think they were thinking that Beatty would be back by this point,
right?
And they wanted to get Deal as many reps on the right side because they thought they'd have Beatty on the left side. Now, David could switch. I mean, the Giants have won not one but two Super Bowls,
right,
with him at left tackle, and I'm guessing that if we get closer to the regular season and things aren't going well, you can always move him over and then figure out your right tackle spot.
Right. Again, it's always a luxury. You know what a Deal can do at the left side, but try him at right and get some options at left tackle. I mean, left tackle is the most important position, as you know, on the football field. But yeah, but it's good to just try those options. So, but yeah, no Kareem McKenzie rumors I've heard of. But Locklear's really working hard to try to play another position.
Yep. Let's go to Mark in Lyndhurst. You're on the show. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? You guys are really great. Great show.
Thank you.
I have a question about three different guys. Number one, Chase Blackburn. Guys cut him last year, then he comes back, makes some really good plays for you down the stretch. And Dominic Hixon, before he got hurt, I think he was going to be a really good receiver for us. And then what do you think about a Hall of Fame defensive end being a morning TV show host?
Michael Strahan you're talking about on Live with Kelly. All right, let's go through the list there and talk first about Chase Blackburn.
Yeah, Chase Blackburn, he's really the fans' favorite last year. Sat at home, came back, the interception in the Super Bowl. Everyone, including me, really rooted for him to do well last year. So I'm really happy that he's really back in the mix. He's starting right now. You got Herzlick behind him, pushing him for that Mike linebacker position. So I'm really excited to see how that folds. But he's definitely a big asset on Perry Fuel's defense this year.
And coaches just love having guys that know their assignments.
Exactly.
You can give up a little bit athletically for a guy that knows what he's doing and where he needs to be. Dominic Kixon, he's had knee injuries in each of the last 2 years. Didn't play at all in 2010.
Right.
Only played a couple games in 2011. Right. Talk about what he might be able to bring to this team.
Well, I think, again, there's a familiarity with the offense, with the play calling. He's been listed as a starter right now in Nix's absence. And so he's been working hard. I spoke to him in that Jacksonville first game. He had a ball in his hand, and he was really staying mentally sharp. You know, he knows what to do, and I think he's going to start to develop at the very least at that third position at the receiver spot.
And the other thing that Kixon gives you is special teams.
Right.
Because if, for whatever reason, one of these other guys does not take control, he's a proven kick returner, and he's a proven guy on punt returns to secure the ball and the possession, which is something that Tom Coughlin puts a premium on.
Yeah, and again, you're trying different options, not saying you have to put a guy at a certain position because he has to succeed. So you know what Hicks can do in the return game. You know what he can do at that third receiver position. So he's really at a good advantage. He just has to stay healthy, and I think that's what everyone wants for him to do. I mean, coming back from two knee surgeries, that's pretty tough. So he's got the golden purple heart award, so to speak.
All right, well, let me tell you something. The training camp, especially when you got to go up to a college campus like in Albany, it can be a lot of work, but it could be fun for kids. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG after this. Welcome back to Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG. Training camp can be a lot of work for the players, but it can be fun for kids. We'll tell you more about it in this edition of Garden of Dreams.
Let's go, Giants! Let's go! Let's go, Dream Week! Let's go!
Hi, my name is Dallas. I'm 9 years old, and this is like my first year in Dream Week, and I'm really excited to go see Victor Cruz. We're in Albany yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me, Giants versus somebody. You see where Victor Cruz is at, right? Oh, he waved! He waved! Victor Cruz just waved! He dead waved at us. I can see the hard work, like how they do plays, catching drills, running drills, tackling drills, scrimmages, a lot of things that involve like practice. Practice would make perfect. And that's how they won the Super Bowl.
We partner with people like the Garden of Dreams to try and make things better. And a day like today, and just the week that they're gonna have here for Dream Week, is gonna let a lot of these kids know that hope is still alive and that things can be better and something great is just around the corner.
Y'all want to play catch?
Yeah! Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Here you go.
What's that spell? Victor Cruz.
Yeah, I like it. That was great. Let me sign your football. That was great.
Where y'all from?
New York.
What part?
Manhattan.
There's a lot of parts of New York. What part of New York? You from Manhattan, okay. What's up, man? How you doing? You good? There we go, man. You had a good time today?
I got Garden of Dreams on your shirt, so we're going to say dream big, okay? On three, we're going to say dream big. One, two, three. Dream big!
I think it went great, and I love today.
What a spectacular experience for those young boys and girls having a chance to go to training camp and watching the Super Bowl champion Giants at work, Garden of Dreams. All right, Roman, we're going to go to a Twitter question that we have. G. Bounton 2011 asked the question, where is David Wilson in his learning of the playbook after two preseason games?
Well, you get four preseason games to measure running back, but I think Dave Wilson thus far, you start off with that kickoff return in Jacksonville. He had some bursts last week against the Jets. And I played with a guy by the name of Darren Sproles when I was in San Diego. And you watch, you listen to what Jerry Reese said earlier. You watch these college guys, they have all that speed. They want to get out in the open, but they just have to learn how to become an NFL running back. But and he's a little bit bigger than Sproles, but he's just as explosive. So as Dave Wilson begins to mature, begins to become a complete back, you know, you talk about pass protection and things like that, just learn what to do within the integrity of the offense, that's when he'll become that professional. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see what he does in that offense, having him and Bradshaw, both of them back in the backfield.
Well, the old phrase, slow to the hole and then fast through it. Roman, it's been a lot of pleasure working with you over the last half hour, and should be a great season coming up.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
All right, well, we just want to remind everybody, tomorrow night here on MSG, we have a special edition of Giants Chronicles featuring Eli Manning looking back at this past season. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We hope you've enjoyed Giant Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG.